Good morning, and welcome back to another episode of Dare to Think. Today's a special day. Today is a day that I really enjoy, which is grounding day. You know, once a week, I sit down with myself, and I do some grounding. For some of you that don't maybe know what this means, to ground yourself is to go back to your roots, to find some way to literally sit down and go back to what keeps you calm, to what ties you to the earth. In the myth of Achilles and how he was dipped into the river Styx to become immortal, they say that he was grabbed by his mother, by his ankle. That's why he has the Achilles heel, by his heel. That's why he has the Achilles heel, right? And the thing is that that is his tether to humanity. The reason why Achilles is vulnerable is because there is this thing that keeps him human. But it's not only what makes him vulnerable, it's also what makes him human. You know, Rick Riordan handles this beautifully in Percy Jackson. For those of you who haven't read it, it's a bit of a spoiler, but still. He handles it beautifully, telling us that a character can't be undefeatable. He has to have a weakness because weakness makes you human. And I think that people, the same way that they do misinterpret the word selfish, they misinterpret the word weakness. I think weakness is absolutely necessary. It's the thing that makes you virtuous. If you aren't weak, if you're not vulnerable, if there's not something that can be exploited about you, if there isn't something, if you are not, if you don't have something that you value that people can take away from you, then there's not anything you can fight for. And so grounding day is a day where I connect with the things that are vulnerable for me. And I have them all over my room. So that poster over there, it's a panda poster. It's a poster that my mom and my sister gave me for my 19th birthday. My first birthday after I'd moved away from Venezuela. Then I have, right under it is the my first ever cabin that I had at my camp, which I will give back if they ever needed to do something, because they use them for decoration sometimes. But as long as they don't need it, it's right here because it reminds me of the first time that I ever, that I was truly Munguia, and it's an important moment for me. And, you know, below that, there's pictures of my girlfriend. There's the diaries that I wrote when I was a teenager and that I still write on today. There's pictures of my family. There's a rosary for my grandmother. The point being, these are the vulnerable things for me. And I expose them to the world because I'm not afraid of people knowing that I'm vulnerable. I'm not afraid of people knowing that there's stuff about me that I care about, that there's stuff that I care about, that there's things that matter to me. But I didn't really understand grounding because, yeah, grounding day is about meditating a little bit and thinking about my family. But there's a difference between grounding and being grounded. And I would like to talk a little bit about that experience for me. And I think that people, especially those of us that live far away, but also those of us that have a career, those of us that have a pursuit that we get enthralled in, that we get, you know, sucked into and that we forget that the world exists, we need this specifically. This is something that most people forget about. And I think, generally speaking, we need. And grounding is something that my mom has taught me about my entire life. She, the first time I ever heard about it, she took her shoes off at Bayarria Golf Club when I was like 15. She took her shoes off, socks off, and started walking in the grass and hugging trees, which for a 15-year-old is mortifying because, like, how uncool, but then, like, how cool also. And now it's just this amazingly cool thing that my mom does, which is, like, remind me that the world, it doesn't revolve around you, that there's things that you have a thing that connects you to nature, to the world, and that's the thing that you should take care of the most. So I had been away from my family for about 3 years. I hadn't seen my mom for 3 years. I'd been with my father and my sister, but I hadn't seen my mom for 3 years. My brother and I had been living together, but I had stopped seeing him from 2 years before that. And my sister and I hadn't seen each other for 2 years. And we hadn't seen each other all together for like 5 years, which is a remarkably long time to not see your family. And so the moment that we did, was incredibly amazing. The moment that we did, the moment that we saw each other, I could feel my feet touch the earth. I wasn't doing grounding. I was grounded. My family grounded me. And it was amazing to sit down with my sister, my mother, and my brother, and me, and to talk about everything. To talk about 3 years of missed experiences. To talk about 3 years of missing each other. And then to digest not only the 3 years, but to digest more. To think about our lives when we live together and the things that we've learned from those experiences, the things that we learned from my mom's cancer, the things that we learned from my sister living abroad, the things that we learned from my brother and me, and all of them were experiences that I highly hold in high regard, but that I could never digest alone. And I remember clearly that we were in a mountain in the other side of the country. We were in Germany, in a mountain. And I remember how, I remember clearly being at the top of the mountain, seeing Salzburg on the other side. And I remember how my sister and my mom, we were there. And I remember how, my sister just came into the room. I remember how we were all up there. She grounds me too, you know, like seeing her come into the room, interrupt me just because she wants to say hi to me. It grounds me too. But I remember that day we had been seeing each other for about a week. We went up this mountain in Germany that you could see towards France. And I remember being there, feeling this weird energy, and I'm telling my mom, we have to meditate here. And my mom was like, what? You guys are telling me to meditate? And we sat there for like 15 minutes meditating, connecting. And I remember feeling how shocked, like feeling without seeing her, I could feel how happy and shocked my mom was. Because we all needed it. We all needed a little time just connected with my mom. Connected with who we are, who we were back then, who we've become. I think we all grow every day. And I think that I've talked a lot in this podcast about growing. I've talked a lot about in this podcast about, you know, integrating your shadow. And I've talked a lot about in this podcast about struggling and liking the struggle. And I think that I don't talk enough about family and about how important it is to have them close. Spiritually, physically, emotionally close to who you are. And if you don't have the closest family in the world, you have something that grounds you. You have friends. You have shows like I do Naruto, which is what I'm wearing right now. You have things that ground you. And the things that ground you, they are who you are. They are the seed from with which you come from. And it is beautiful to find the moments, to find the time to actually be able to look them in the face and say, this is what I come from. I think that maybe the most important thing about grounding is that these are the people that know you the most. These are the people that can tell you a little bit about who you are. They calm your energies. You can tell when you come back from a long day of work or a long day of doing something that you are a bit agitated, that there's a bit of you that is a bit out of place. And whenever you find the people, you know them, whenever those people touch you, whenever those people hug you, whenever those people share space with you, the volume goes down. They don't disappear. Nothing ever disappears like that. But it comes down. You are calmer. Your life makes more sense. And it's all because of them and how you are with them and how they are with you. It's just amazingly beautiful. In today's episode, I would like to thank my family. I would like to thank my ground. I would like to thank my dad, who is with me every day. I would like to thank my sister, the little one, who brings me joy in moments like interrupting my podcast. I would like to thank my girlfriend, who's there with me every day too. My cat, who's a lovely little cat, which I will show in my social media at some point. My dog, my brother, who is the most inspiring person I know, my sister, who is more inspiring than my brother, just because she moved away on her own without any help, which is just mind-blowingly crazy. And then my mom, because she taught me that that's what's important. That's the reason why if you find me in a random day at the Retiro Park, I probably will be hugging a tree while I have no shoes on or socks, because that's how you get grounded. Remember, it's weird, but you have to dare to think. You have to dare to think about your roots, or they become you without you thinking about them, without you digesting them. Your roots keep you alive. They feed you. You should be grateful for them. And I am grateful for them. Thank you. I will see you again next week.